Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sisel. Batting third. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chick Autry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Samuel Byrd. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo DeRocher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Wells. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Ed Wells. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel hits a fly ball into right field. Byrd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Watwood. Robertson reaches second base with a double. Combs goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a pop-up towards short. Sisel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Clancy reaches third base with a triple. Combs throws the ball into Dickey, who tags Clancy trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Combs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Lyons drops the ball. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig strikes out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robertson. The throw from Autry and he is safe. Robertson steals second. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-1 in the game. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Sissel moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare fields it and throws to second for the out. Sissel moves to third. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clancy. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Clancy steals second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazare hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-1 in the game. Bird takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bird moves to second. Two outs. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Durocher hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0 for 1 in the game. Autry hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 1 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Robertson reaches second base with a double. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons strikes out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Durocher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0 for 2 in the game. Durst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kerr catches it and throws to first to double up Durst. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bird hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive towards third. Robertson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive towards short. DeRozier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. One out. Leo DeRozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRozier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeRozier strikes out. Two outs. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-2 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wells, and towards Lazzari, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0-for-2 in the game. Autry hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Combs strikes out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Whatwood. Robertson reaches second base with a double. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robertson moves to third. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Durst hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Autry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.